From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Three bombs exploded in as many minutes in the city of northeastern Nigeria, killing at least seven people, according to witnesses and army on Wednesday. Authorities blame the Boko Haram Islamic extremist group. The attack happened in the densely populated suburb of Ajalari Cross on Tuesday night as residents exhausted by daytime temperatures were coming out of stuffy homes to enjoy the evening breeze. Meanwhile, an army spokesman said that seven people were killed in what appeared to be suicide bombing staged by Boko Haram. Britain's UN ambassador is accusing the Sudanese government of holding up delivery of food and other supplies for the joint UN-African peacekeeping force in Darfur. Matthew Rycroft told reporters Wednesday that the government is not complying with its obligation to support the force known as UNAMID. He said that he plans to raise a delay at the UN Security Council and with Sudan's UN ambassador. It's been going on for weeks and weeks, and it needs to stop, according to Rycroft. He said that the monthly cost for storing the shipments is currently $3 million and could go up to $13 million. Rycroft said the Sudanese government is denying knowledge of it. Egypt's state-run news agency says the Egyptian government is negotiating a $3 billion loan with the World Bank and another $500 million from the African Development Bank to finance its budget deficit. The Wednesday report from the Middle East news agency cites the finance minister, Hani Kadri Damian, is saying that the government is working on both the domestic and international fronts to finance its deficit. You're listening to VOA News. Rangers in Zimbabwe's Hwange National Park have discovered the carcasses of 26 elephants at two locations and additional victims of cyanide poisoning. The Bejani Trust and the National Parks and Wildlife Management Authority made the announcement Wednesday, a week after 14 other elephants succumbed to similar poaching tactics. According to the agency and to Bejani Trust, the 26 dead elephants were found on Tuesday. 14 tusks were recovered from these elephants and others were also removed but not recovered. A park spokeswoman said rangers found 16 of the elephants in an area known as Lupande before stumbling on 10 others. The London Royal Free Hospital says the condition of a nurse being treated for complications resulting from Ebola has worsened. The hospital said in a statement Wednesday that Pauline Kafferke is now critically ill after her condition deteriorated. Kafferke was treated for Ebola after returning from Sierra Leone last year. Three senior Turkish security officials have been suspended following the nation's deadliest terrorist attack in the capital of Ankara Saturday. Dorian Jones reports. We'll have that report for you shortly. Meanwhile, a delegation of Iranian lawmakers arrived in Damascus Wednesday in the buildup to a joint operation against insurgents in northwestern Syria and said U.S.-led efforts to fight rebels had failed. The delegation is being led by the chairman of the Iranian Parliament's National Security and Foreign Policy Commission, and their visit comes as Iranian troops prepared to bolster the Syrian army offensive that two senior officials spoke to Reuters that said would target rebels in Aleppo. And now we return to our report from Dorian Jones on three Turkish security officials who have been suspended.
Turkey's Interior Ministry says Ankara's provincial police chief and the heads of the city's intelligence and security departments were suspended Tuesday to allow what it said would be a healthy investigation into the bombings. The suspensions came as President Recep Tayyip Erdogan acknowledged that mistakes were made in preventing Turkey's worst terror attack. Erdogan and his ruling party-led government are facing growing criticism over the twin bombings that killed nearly 100 people and injured hundreds more. The president said he's using his executive powers to initiate an investigation into the attacks. He also claimed there was intelligence from Syria indicating an attack was being prepared ahead of the bombing. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
And French police officers are protesting what they call increasingly unsafe working conditions. Similar protests are planned around France. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.